The Spark of Dissent, Syria's Descent into Civil War. The air in Damascus, normally thick with the scent of jasmine and history, began to carry a different aroma in the spring of 2011. The acrid sting of tear gas and the metallic tang of fear. What started as a ripple of protest against the iron grip of President Bashar al-Assad's regime, echoing the Arab Spring that had already shaken Tunisia and Egypt, quickly swelled into a tidal wave that would engulf Syria in a conflict of devastating proportions. This was not a sudden conflagration, but a slow burn, fueled by decades of simmering discontent and a government unwilling to bend. Syria in 2011 was a nation of stark contrasts. Beneath the veneer of a stable, secular state, run by the Ba'ath Party for nearly half a century, lay deep societal fractures. The Assad family, from the Alawite minority, had held a tight grip on power, often at the expense of the Sunni Muslim majority and other religious and ethnic groups. Economic disparities were stark, with wealth concentrated in the hands of the elite connected to the regime, while many struggled with unemployment and poverty, particularly in the rural South. The spark that ignited the tinderbox was an act of youthful defiance in the city of Dara. In March 2011, a group of teenagers, inspired by the protests elsewhere in the region, scrawled anti-government graffiti on a school wall. Their arrest and subsequent brutal torture by security forces became a rallying cry. Local protests to demand their release were met with live ammunition. The images of slain protesters, stark and harrowing, spread like wildfire, transforming a localized grievance into a national uprising. The slogan Allahu Akbar, God is greatest, often a prayer, became a chant of defiance, echoing through the streets. Initially, the protests were largely peaceful, demanding political reforms, an end to corruption, and the release of political prisoners. Young activists, utilizing social media platforms like Facebook and YouTube, organized demonstrations and shared information, bypassing the state-controlled media. They envisioned a Syria free from the fear that had long permeated public life, a Syria where citizens could speak their minds without reprisal. The aspirations were for democracy, dignity, and a more equitable society. However, the Syrian government's response was swift and brutal. Instead of offering concessions, President al-Assad's regime unleashed its security forces, including the feared Mukhabarat intelligence agencies, to crush the dissent. Snipers fired on crowds, torture became commonplace in the notorious detention centers, and villages where protests were strong faced collective punishment. This crackdown, rather than quelling the uprising, only galvanized it. Many ordinary Syrians, including defectors from the army, began to arm themselves, forming nascent rebel groups determined to defend their communities and fight back. The Free Syrian Army, FSA, emerged as one of the early, prominent rebel factions, composed largely of defected soldiers and conscripts. Their goal was initially to protect civilians and overthrow the regime, but as the conflict escalated, so did the complexity of its actors. Islamist fighters, driven by a mixture of religious conviction and a desire to expel perceived foreign influence, though initially less pronounced than later, also began to join the fray, adding a new layer of ideological tension. The international community watched with growing alarm. While many Western governments condemned the Assad regime's brutality and called for him to step down, their response was initially hesitant. Divisions within the UN Security Council, particularly between the US, UK, and France on one side, and Russia and China on the other, hampered any decisive collective action. Russia, a long-standing ally of Syria, and China, wary of interventionism, largely shielded Assad from international sanctions and condemnation. The early years of the Syrian civil war, roughly from 2011 to 2014, were characterized by a brutal back and forth. Rebel groups, often fragmented and lacking unified command, managed to seize control of significant swathes of territory, particularly in the north and east. Cities like Aleppo and Raqqa, once vibrant centers of commerce and culture, became battlegrounds. The Syrian government, relying on its loyalist military and security forces, coupled with support from Iran and Hezbollah, fought fiercely to regain control, often employing scorched-earth tactics and indiscriminate shelling. The human cost was staggering. Millions of Syrians were displaced, becoming refugees within their own country or fleeing across borders to neighboring nations like Turkey, Lebanon, and Jordan. Families were torn apart, homes destroyed, and the fabric of Syrian society began to fray. The once flourishing cultural heritage of ancient cities was threatened, and the simple act of fetching water or buying bread became a life-threatening endeavor. By 2014, the conflict had evolved far beyond a simple uprising. The rise of extremist groups, most notably the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria ISIS, introduced a new and terrifying dimension to the war. ISIS, exploiting the chaos and power vacuum, carved out a brutal caliphate, bringing with it a new level of savagery and international condemnation. This marked a critical turning point, shifting some of the international focus from the Assad regime to the fight against this new, formidable enemy. The early stages of the Syrian civil war were a tragedy born of repression and dashed hopes. It was a stark illustration of how a regime's refusal to acknowledge and address legitimate grievances could unleash forces that ultimately consume the nation. The initial calls for democracy and dignity were gradually drowned out by the thunder of artillery and the cries of the wounded, setting the stage for years of unimaginable suffering and geopolitical entanglement.